Shir's Masechta Tmura Daf Yotes. We will begin on Daf Yotches on the days, the third wide line. We had learned in the previous Shir that Reb Elazar's opinion was that if somebody was makriv, magdish, and nekev as an oila, a female as an oila, even though the halach is that a female may not be brought as a carbon oila, if that female has a child that's a boy, the halacha is that it's that child will be brought as a carbon oila. Ask the Gemara. Umiyamar Belazar, Yaakov Oila Hu Atzmar, is it the opinion of Rav Elazar that that child itself should be brought as a carbon oila? For a minute, we're going to ask a question based on a Mishnah we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem Adaf Chaf on the base. The Mishnah speaks about a Tmuras Osham, or a Vlad Tmura. That means the Vlad of a Tmura of an Osham. A Osham, as we know, always must be a Zohar, a male. And what happened over here was that somebody took a female as a Tmuras Osham, but that female then had a baby boy. Vlad, Vlad, Vladan, and all of the generations, Atzayv Kol Olam, the halach is Yirat Yistavu. We wait for them to become Balimum, V'yimacher, and then they're sold. V'yiplu damav nedava. And their money that we get, the proceeds, are brought to buy nidva oilas kates and mizbeach, special covered oilas that are brought when the mizbeach is not in use. That is the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. Reb Elazar's opinion is Yemusim. They should be left to die. For as Reb Elazar's opinion is, whatever is the halacha by chatos is the same halacha by an osham, because the Torah says kachatos kosham, the Torah equates the dinim of a chatos of an osham. And since these are circumstances, tmuris chatos, as we know, is one of the chamish chatos hamesis, one of the cases that the chatos is left to die, so too, says Reb Elazar, will be the halacha by a carbon osham. And as the Mefarshim point out, the halacha is that we can learn a hekesh from one type of carbon to another carbon. In fact, that's what the whole basis of Reb Elazar's opinion is, because the Torah says kechatos ka'asham. But we can learn from a halacha l'mashim esinai, and the halacha of chamish chatos mesis is a halacha l'mashim esinai. So therefore, ask the Mefarshim, how can Reb Elazar learn the halacha of one carbon to another carbon, that the halacha is based on halacha l'mashim m'sinai? Answer the Mefarshim. It must be that according to Reb Elazar, the din of chamish chatos mesis is not just a halacha l'mashim m'sinai, but it must ostensibly be based on psukim. And since it's based on psukim, we can extend the halacha from chatos to osham. Reb Elazar, but it is the opinion of Reb Elazar, we should sell these animals and buy with them a carbon oila. But what do we see from here? But domim in, we should use the proceeds to buy a carbon oila. Who asks my loy? But it itself should not be used for carbon oila. But in the case of our Mishnah, so here we see by a Tmuras Osham that had a baby boy that could be used for carbon oila. Reb Elazar's opinion is that we should sell it and buy an oila with it. Whereas in our Mishnah, Reb Elazar said, that if somebody was mafresh on the keva for an oila, and then they had a boy, that very boy should be used for a carbon oila. And of course, the Mefarshim, the Rishonim already say that the Gemara could have said that, with speaking here, that all of the offspring were females. And since they were all female, as we've been learning, they can't be used for carbon oila. But the Mefarshim say it's difficult to assume that when we're speaking about so many generations, they were all just females, there were no males. Amar Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda says, Reb Elazar l'divrei Rabbanan kavanu. Reb Elazar is addressing the Rabbanan. And he's saying, l'didi, my opinion is, l'disfirli, it is my opinion, that feel the feel of Vlad Namikrave Oila. That indeed the child of a Tmuris Asham, the Zachar that's born to a Tmuris Asham, will be brought as a Korban Ola. The Lidchu, but now he's addressing the Tanakama, the Rabbanim, that mean the Lo Yikru, that it itself should not be brought. Oidli Mias, so he says to them, why don't you at least agree, the Moisus Lenidvus Yachid Azli, it shouldn't be brought as a Korban Ola's Ketz Mizbeach, which is an Ola's Tzibur, it should be brought as an Ola's Yachid. To which the Rabbanim say to him, no, not only can the animal itself not be brought as a carbon oil, but it is our opinion that it's not brought as a nudvas yachid, as a oilus yachid, but rather it is our opinion that it's brought, moistus or nudvas sibrasli, it's brought as a oilus cakes hamizbeah. So Titus makes a very interesting observation. Rava, at the end of our previous year, said, we had a question, what is the, that it's clear in our Mishnah, that Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanon disagree when somebody was mafresh on the cave for Oila. But there was a question, do they also disagree in the case of a Tmuris Oila? And according to Rava, in the case of a Tmuris Oila, the Rabbanon agree that it's brought as a carbon Oila. So the question is, why do the Rabbanan hold that the Vlat of a Tmuris Asham is not itself brought as an Oila, whereas the Vlat of a Tmuris Oila, or the Tmuris Oila itself, but let's talk about the Vlat to compare two cases, according to Rava, at the end of our previous year, even the Rabbanan agree that the Vlat of a Tmuris Oila is brought, and here Rav Chisda is saying that the Vlad of a Tmuris Asham, the Rabbanan hold, will not be brought as a carbon oil. So Tosfos says two terutzim. One terutz Tosfos says is that indeed Rava and Rav Chisda disagree. And in fact, Tosfos says, that's why we're about to learn a different explanation that Rava offers. Because Rava can't agree with Rav Chisda's explanation, because according to Rava, Vlad Tmuris Oila, the Rabbanan hold are brought as a carbon oil, is brought as an oila, and therefore the Rabbanan, according to Rav, will also hold so by a Vlad Tmuris Asham. But then Taisu suggests that it could be that Rav and Rav Chisda are not disagreeing, because only by Vlad Tmuris Oila will the Rabbanan agree that the halacha is that the Vlad Tmuris Oila is brought as an oila. Because why? Because the first carbon was designated for carbon oila, and therefore all the follow-up carbonas can be brought as a Tmuris oila. But the Vlad Tmuris Asham cannot be brought as an oila, because the original carbon wasn't designated as a carbon oila, it was designated as a carbon Asham. In other words, by a Vlad Tmuris oila, we began with an animal that we designated as a carbon oila. Then we made a tamura in the keva, and then that in the keva had a zachar. But it all emanates from a carbon oila. So since it all emanates from a carbon oila, that's why the vlad may be brought as oila, the vlad tamura's oila. Whereas, by a tamura's asham, since it all emanated from being a carbon asham, so now we indeed have a Vlad Tmuris Asham. And it is a boy, but it can't be brought itself for an oila, because it emanated from an asham, and something that emanated from an asham cannot it itself be brought as an oila, and only has to be sold and the proceeds used for an oila. Rava gives a different explanation. Again, what is the question that Rava is coming to address? Why by Mafrish Nekeva La'oila does Rav Elazar hold that the child born from that Nekeva would be brought as a carbon oila? We are asked by a Vlad Tmuris Asham, it is Rav Elazar's opinion that the child itself is not brought as an oila. Says the Gemara, Ad kan lekan Rav Elazar hu atzma yikrav oila. Only by the Vlad of the Nekeva that was designated as an oila does Rav Elazar say that that Vlad should be brought as an oila. El b'mafrish keva oila, dikashem oila imay. Since the mother is connected to being an oila. And Rashi gives two explanations. One explanation Rashi gives is that since an oila at times does come from a nekeva, when does an oila come from a nekeva? When you bring it from a bird. So therefore, an oila has more connection to a nekeva than an osham does to a nekeva. And that's why Rabbi Lezer will hold that the Vlad Oilus Nekeva is broad as an Oila, unlike the Vlad Tmuris Osham. Another explanation given in understanding Rashi's, given understanding who acts on Yikrav Oila, the halacha is that if you're mafresh a Nekeva for Oila, so then you sell that Nekeva, what will you do with that Nekeva? What will you do with those money? That money will be brought for a carbon oila. Since when it's sold, it's going to be used for an oila. That's why the child of it can be used as an oila. Whereas the halacha by the asham, when you sell off the asham, you won't bring an oila with it, you'll bring an asham with it. And therefore, a Vlad Nekevis oila is much more connected to being an oila than the Vlad of a Tmuras asham. Ava Tmuras Asham, the Lekashem Oilo Imoy, because you can never bring, going with the first Pshat of Rashi, since you can never bring a Oilo, an Asham from a Nekeva, the Asham has no connection to a Nekeva, the Lekashem Oilo Imoy, there Moider Rebelezer will agree, the Bedom of Im, you sell it, you sell that Vlad Tmuras Asham and buy an oil with it, but who atzmoi, that zocher itself, loikarov, should not be brought as a carbon oil. And as the Brisker Rav explains, that the basis of all of our Gemara is really the concept of dichui, was something rejected. So says the Brisker Rav, in understanding Rav's vort. When we are mafresh on the keva for oila, we can't apply so significantly the concept of dichud, because as we just explained, the nekeva has some connection to being a carbon oila, whereas a osham that has no connection to a nekeva, therefore we are much easier to apply the concept of dichud, to take this a step further. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that everybody, to some degree, accepts the concept of dichud. The question is, only when should that concept be applied? And Rabbi Lezer is saying that by mafresh mekeva v'la'ila, we aren't to apply the concept of dichud. Eis ve'abaya asks Abaya, v'chiboy Rabbi Lezer, Shein Oilo Imoy, does Rabbi Lezer say that in order to be brought for carbon oilo, it has to be that the mother also is connected to being an oilo for Tanya? We learned in a brisa, Hamakfish Nikkeva Lepeschai. We know that a carbon Pesach must be a Zocher. If somebody was Makfish Nikkeva for carbon Pesach, so the halacha is Tirach Staff, we wait for it to become a Balmum, and after it becomes a Balmum, we sell it and we buy a male for Karan Pesach. The Timacha V'yavim B'domeh Pesach. Yolda, if it has a boy before Pesach, Yirat Shistav, we wait for it to become a Balmum, V'yimacher, and we sell it, V'yavim B'domeh Pesach. And we buy with it a Karan Pesach. We shouldn't use it itself, we should use only its proceeds. Nishtairach Pesach. Let's say somebody designated a female for Karban Pesach, and now it's after Pesach, so we should take this female, says the Braisa, Tirach to start, wait for it to become Balmum, V'timacher, and use those proceeds V'yav V'domeh Shlomim. Yoda, if this female has a male after Pesach, Yirach Yistav, we wait for it to become Balmum, V'yimacher, and it too should be sold, V'yav V'domeh Shlomim. And we wait, and we bring with it shlom. Rabbi Lozer Omer, whereas the opinion of Rabbi Lozer is, who atzma yikr shlom? The boy that's born after from this nekeva. Again, we designated a carbon, a nekeva for carbon Pesach, and now it's after Pesach. says Rabbi Elazar, the child born from this mother will be used itself for Karban Shlomim, not that we have to wait for it to become Balmum and sell it and use the proceeds for Karban Shlomim. Now, let's make the Gemara's point. Rav is explaining now that the only time the offspring can be used itself for carbon is when the carbon it's going to be used for, its mother has a connection to its carbon, to that name. Again, why was the concept the Rav set forth? That we designated a female for carbon oila, since a female does have connection to being a carbon oila, so that's why the offspring of that female, the male offspring of that female, will be used as a carbon oila. But that is the only time Rabbi Elazar will say that the offspring can be used. Ask the Gemara. V'ahocha deleka shem shlam malimai. Here the mother was designated as a carbon pesach, and yet Rabbi Elazar says that the offspring itself, if it was after pesach, yikrav shlamin. But if according to Rabbi Elazar, we could only use the animal for carbon if its mother had a connection to that carbon. Here, it didn't have a connection to that carbon. Amalei Rava, responds Rava, Acha Pesach Kamrit, you're discussing the situation of after Pesach, Shani Acha Pesach, a carbon Pesach after Pesach, the halach is Moisa Pesach Karav Shlomim. That a carbon Pesach, that means that if somebody designated an animal for carbon Pesach, and now, and for whatever reason, he didn't use it, so the halach is that that animal should be used for carbon Shlomim. So here, since this animal was designated for carbon Pesach, and a carbon Pesach, and as the Chazon Ish explains, every carbon Pesach has in it some level of carbon shlomim. So since it has in it some level of carbon shlomim, so we are referring to a situation that the mother is considered a carbon shlomim. And since the mother is considered a carbon shlomim, that's why Rabbi Elazar, consistent with Rava's explanation, will be able to use the offspring themselves as a carbon shlomim. Ask the Gemara, if that's the explanation of Rabbi Elazar, ihokli miflut namibereisha, then why is the Bryce, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, differentiating between if the offspring were born before Pesach or the offspring were born after Pesach? Even if the offspring were born before Pesach, why can't we use the Vlad as a carbon shlomim? Other Rishonim explain that we should have to wait with the Brisa saying that if the child was born before Pesach, we sell it off and then use the proceeds for carbon shlomim. The Gemara's question is, why not just wait for after Pesach and we'll be able to use the offspring itself? Tosfos learns that the Gemara's question is that if we're saying that the mother isn't completely disqualified because every carbon Pesach has in it a vestige of being a carbon shlomim, so why, if this female that was designated for a carbon Pesach had a boy before Pesach, does Rabbi Elazar say that we should sell it and use the proceeds for carbon shlomim? Why can't we use that baby boy itself for a carbon Pesach? That's the Gemara's question. Answers the Gemara. Amalei and Ochanami, Pollard. Rabbi Elazar will disagree, in fact, and Rabbi Elazar will hold, again, according to the various explanations that we've given, either Rabbi Elazar will hold that we should wait for after Pesach, or Rabbi Elazar will hold that we could use it, we will be able to use the baby born itself for Karban Shlomim, we won't have to sell it and use the proceeds for Karban Shlomim, or Rabbi Elazar will hold that we could use the baby itself for Karban Pesach. Abai Amar, like Paul of Midi, there is no disagreement. And Rabbi Abaya, the way most Mefarshim explain, is coming to address all of the situations that we've been discussing in our shiurim and trying to give a rule to what is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. He's not just speaking about this case of the Karban Pesach that we just discussed. And explains the Gemara. Abaya Omar, the Gemiri, according to Rabbi Lazar, the Zalok from Moshe Sinai, L'makam Shemaisa Hailech Haflat Hailech, that the din of the offspring will be connected to whatever is the din of the Moshe. We know that every carbon, if there's leftovers, the classical example of a Moshe is that I designated one animal for a carbon, and then for whatever reason, I didn't bring that animal, I brought another animal. Or I designated two animals, and I only use one. And the halacha always gives a rule, what is the meiser? And Rabbi Lazar says, whatever is the din of the meiser will be the din of the vlad. So now, the Gemara explains itself. Lacha Pesach. When we speak about the female that was designated for Karban Pesach. So after Pesach, the halacha is, the Maisa Pesach, as we said earlier, is Karav Shlamim. So since Maisa Pesach is Karav Shlamim, says Rabbi Lazar, Vlad is Nami Karav Shlamim. Avol, says Abaya, Lifnei Pesach, when we speak about before Pesach, so there is no Maiser before Pesach. Because before Pesach, let's say somebody was magdish two animals for Karav Pesach, what, that neither is brought as a shlomim, because they're supposed to be used for Karban Pesach. So since neither animal now has the designation of Karban Shlomim, Ima L'mai Agdisha, because what was the purpose of the mother? The purpose of the mother was L'vlad, L'dmei Pesach. The proceeds of the mother was supposed to be used for D'mei Pesach. So Vlad Nami, we treat the Vlad like we treat the mother, and the mother is also, the Vlad is also used with May Pesach. Now continue the Mefarshim, using Abaya's principle. So if somebody was mafresh on the Keva for Karban Oila, since the halacha is that Meiser Oila is an Oila, so that's why the child would be an Oila. Whereas Vlad Tmuras Asham, since the Vlad Tmuras Asham is sold for proceeds of a carbon oilah, the tmuras asham is sold for proceeds, so too will be the din of the vlad. So the mefarshim ask, if Abaye is saying that what Rabbi Lazar learns is based on a halakha l'moshe m'sinai, the miri, so how could there be a machlokes over a halakha l'moshe m'sinai? Halakha l'moshe m'sinai is not the subject of a machlokes. So the Farshim explained, going back to a point that we made a moment ago, that yes, there is a halacha l'moshe m'sinai here, but it is the opinion of the Rabbanon that whenever we apply the concept of dichui, that prevents the animal from being brought as a carbon. So even though there is a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, dichui overrides the ability to bring that animal as a carbon. Masar bar chama. So now Abai is saying that whatever is the law on the mother will be the halach on the child. That whenever the mother is sold, Vlad Nami Ladamei Vatanya. Hamafrish Nakeva Pesach. If somebody is mafrish on the cable for Karban Pesach, he or Vlad Asar Yirat Shistavu. The mother and the children, the halach is, she waits for them to become Balmum, for Yimachru. For Yom of the main Pesach, Rabbi Lazar says, "Who Atzma Yikra Pesach?" The child itself is brought in the Karban Pesach. Now, we're ostensibly dealing in a situation before Pesach. If it's before Pesach, what is supposed to be done with the mother, the female that was designated for Karban Pesach? V'ocha the email of the maid. The mother is supposed to be sold off and buy with it a zocher for Karban Pesach. But yet, what do we find Rabbi Lazar saying here? Vam Rabbi Lazar, who atzma Karban Pesach, that the child itself should be brought as a Karban Pesach, like Mekmina, like Kime, and we don't treat it the same way as we treat the mother. Abaye says we always treat the offspring like we treat the mother. But if the mother is supposed to be sold, so according to Abaye, shouldn't the child also have to be sold? Om Ravina, responds Ravina, but Mafish Behemoth who bears the skin. This Brisa is referring to a situation where somebody designated a pregnant animal And as we'll see, it's referring to a situation that the animal was already pregnant when we were magdish it. As we've had and will have, it is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that an uber is not considered part of the mother. And therefore, you can be magdish the mother for one purpose, and you can be magdish the uber, the fetus, for another purpose. So the ima, the mother, which is a female, so you can't be magdish with a kedushas haguf, the mother, ima, the light kaddish kedushas haguf, you can't be magdish with a kedushas haguf because it's a female, and a female cannot be used for carbon pesach. Avahu kaddish, the child, which is a male, can have on him a kedushas haguf and be used for carbon pesach itself. And says the Gemara, Omle mazut bereid ramari levina, hakanan mistabra, this pshat makes sense, the lehemer meheres eskinan, midatani he uvlad eser ha, it with its children, shmamina, that the mother is already pregnant, and since the mother is already pregnant, that's why we can be magdish the child, which is a zocher, for carbon pesach, and use it indeed as a carbon pesach. And as the mafarshim point out, this halacha is only if we're magdish the mother when it is pregnant already. However, if we were magdish it and then it became pregnant, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that we cannot separately be magdish the uber. And that's why the Mepharshim say the Braisa uses the word Vladaseho. Vladaseho seems to indicate that there's more than one child. And the question is, why must there be more than one child? Even one child, it's there when you are magdish it, and that child is a male. We could use that very child as the Karm Pesach. Say to Mepharshim, the point of the Braisa of using the word Vladaseho is to make this point that it's already pregnant when I magdish it, not that it became pregnant later. So the Gemara here said that since I was magdish a female for Karm Pesach, the female Karban Pesach only has on it a Kedusha Stamin, not a Kedusha Haguf, because we can't use a female for Karban Pesach. Says the Brisker off, in the name of his father, Reb Chaim Brisker, that we're going to learn on Amud Beis, that there's a concept that when you magnify something with a Kedusha Stamin, it expands, Mega the Nachsala Kedusha Stamin, Nachsala Kedusha Haguf. That if it starts with a Kedusha Stamin, it expands to having a Kedushas Aguf as well. So ask the Brisker Rav, so why don't we say the same here? I was magdish to Nekeva with a Kedushas Stamin, because I can't use it for Karban Pesach, but shouldn't that expand into getting a Kedushas Aguf? So the Brisker Rav quotes his father of Chaim as saying that the Karban Pesach is different than all other Karbanos. Because a Karban Pesach, says Reb Chaim Brisker, is not, why is there a halacha, he says, that Migid the Nachsala Kedusha Stamin, Nachsala Kedusha Saguf? So he says, because that's what the Torah said. The Torah says that even though I was only Magdisha with a Kedusha Stamin, it should extend to have a Kedusha Saguf as well. But by Karban Pesach, says Reb Chaim, since everything by Karban Pesach is connected to my being Magdisha, and that's why it is a unique halacha by Karban Pesach, that it's only nechel l'menuyof, it's only eaten by the people who registered. So there the Torah is saying that it's totally in the control of the owner, and no one else has that control. And since it's totally in the control of the owner, there we can't say that the Torah can expand that kedusha, because it's not in the control of the Torah, so to speak. It's in the control of the owner, and the owner gave it only a Kedusha Stubbin, not a Kedusha Haguf. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef HaChanina, Omoyder Velozer, Rabbi Velozer agrees, V'mafrish Nekei V'Lashem, that if somebody was mafrish on the Kei for Karban Hashem, they were not Krav V'Lashem. That even though Rabbi Velozer in our Mishnah and our Gemara has been saying, that if somebody was mafrish on the Kei for Karban Oila, you could use the child, the baby boy, as a carbon oil itself, if somebody did that by a carbon asham, which a carbon asham also must only be brought from Zecharim, if somebody was mafresh in the cave for carbon asham, and then it had a boy, that boy cannot be brought as a carbon asham. Ask the Gemara, Pshita. At Kamer, Kamer, Belazer, where did Rabbi Elazar say his halacha, as we've been learning our entire shir? El of a mafresh nekeva loyla. When you were mafresh nekeva for carbon oyla. Because as we said, the ikishem oyla el imoy. Even though you're not supposed to use a female animal for carbon oyla, you may use a female bird for carbon oyla. So the oyla has a connection to nekevas. The lekashem ashram alimai. There's never a time that you could bring a carbon ashram from a nekeva. So obviously, I feel a Rebbe Elazar moida the lekar of ashram that the child will not be able to be brought as an ashram. Because Rebbe Elazar's opinion was that the only reason you could bring the child of the nekeva that's a carbon oila is because the nekeva has connection to carbon oila. But a nekeva has no connection to a carbon ashram. Answers the Gemara. Ilav dashminim, if we're not Rabbi Yosef b'Chanina, Havamnina, we would perhaps think that the Talmud of Elazar lamishum the shem oilel imay. It has nothing to do with the mother having a connection to being a nekeva or not. Ella, we would have just looked at the child, and if the child is a boy, chazi vlad lakrova. Since the child could be used as a carbon oila, that's why we bring it because it's a boy. We could use it for a carbon oila. V'hai nami, and the same thing will be by a vlad of an asham. That the vlad of an asham, chazal akrova, a boy can be used for a carbon asham. That's why Yosef b'Chanina had to teach us that no, it's not because we're looking at the child, and if it's a boy can be used for a carbon oila, and that's why it's used for a carbon oila. Because if that were this shak in Rebbe Elazar, then the boy that was born from an asham, from a nekeva that was designated as an asham, would have the same halacha. And it isn't the halacha, because it's not that we're looking at the child, we're actually looking at the mother. Ihafi, ask the Gemara, if that's the pshat, Adamashmal of the Ebenar Kar of Asham, what did he have to tell us? That a female that was designated as a carbon asham, and then it has a baby boy, that boy can't be used as an asham. Nashmina the Ebenar Kar of Oila, why doesn't he say that you can't be brought as a carbon oila? And then the word in Lashem. Because since the halacha is that, if one designated a female for carbon asham, and since he can't bring a female for carbon asham, so he'll bring another animal as the carbon asham. What is the halacha of that female? The halacha of that female is that it's sold off, and we buy with it a carbon oila. So since we see that the mother is connected to be a carbon oila, so why doesn't Rabbi Yosef b'Chanina tell us that the child, even though its mother is connected to being a carbon oila, cannot be used as an oila because its original designation was an asham? And we would understand that certainly it can't be used for an asham because a female is much less connected to an asham than it is to an oila. Answers the Gemara, Yashmin an oila, if all Rabbi Yosef b'Chanina would have taught us is that the child can't be used as an oila, Havamina we would say, oila de la carver, the reason the child can't be used as a carbon oila, do I akdisha le'ima kedushas oila? Because the mother never had on it a kedushas oila, because it was originally designated as a carbon asham, even though ultimately it's going to be sold off as a carbon oila, but its original designation was for a carbon asham, aval asham. But as far as bringing the child as a carbon asham, kiven the akdisha le'ima asham. Since our original designation of the mother was that it should be a carbon asham, aim of vlad karav asham, so we should say that the child should be brought as a carbon asham. Kamash v'lan, that's why he has to teach us that the child not only is it not brought as an oila, but even though its mother was designated as an asham, since an asham can never be a nekeva, there is no connection between an asham and a nekeva, and therefore the child, unlike when somebody's mafresh a nekeva l'shem oila, when somebody's mafresh in the cable of shame asham, even Rabbi Elazar will agree that a child is not brought as a asham. Indeed, says the Mishnah, hamafresh in the cable asham, if somebody's mafresh in the cable asham, tirach is toiv, we wait until it becomes a bamum, the timacher and it's sold off, And we buy with the proceeds in Oshan. But if somebody, given that he designated the wrong type of animal for his carbon Oshan, so he brings now a Zohar, and now he still has that in the Keva that he designated for the carbon Oshan, so what should he do with that in the Keva? He should use the proceeds for oilers, cakes, and mizbeach. If Shimon says that you don't have to wait for it to become bar mum, you could set it, this is the biggest mum, because you can't use the keva for a carbon oil. Rashi points out that Rav Shimon is only saying by mafresh the keva lashon, that the halach is that we don't have to wait for it to become a bar mum. We could immediately sell it. But hamafresh the keva lo'ila, since, as we've been learning in our shiurim, a nekeva and a oila do have some sort of connection, because as we've been learning, shame oila is on a nekeva, because you can bring a nekeva oila from a bird. So therefore, Rav Shimon will agree that if mafresh nekeva la oila, the halach is that nekeva, we have to wait for it to be a balmum before we sell it off to use the proceeds. There's also a discussion amongst the Rishonim. If somebody was magdish on the keva, will he get malchus? Because the halacha is that if somebody's magdish about mum, the halacha is that he gets malchus. But it could be only by about mum, some Rishonim suggest, because there is a bezoyim that you designated about mum. It could be in the keva, even though it's not supposed to be used, but it's not in the same category as being Magdish of Amum, and there wouldn't be Malchus. Ask the Gemara on the Tanakhama, why have Mafresh Nekeva L'Oshan? Why do we need for it to become Amum? Timocher, why can't we sell it immediately? Because Kimin Loichazi L'Milsa, since it can't be used as a carbon Oshan, because it's Nekeva, Haina Muma, isn't that the biggest Mum? And therefore, why do we have to wait for it to become a Amum? Answers the Gemara, the concept that we've mentioned earlier. Amar Yudah Marav, Hainu Tam, the explanation of the Tanakama is that Rina Miga the Nachsla Kedusha Stomim, since it got a Kedusha Stomim, once it gets a Kedusha Stomim, Nachsinam Kedusha Taguf. Amar Rava, and therefore says Rava, Zoy Sameris, if Higdi Zachar Adamav, if somebody has a healthy Zachar, and he was Magdashit for its value, instead of using it for carbon, still it will get a Kedushas Haguf. Why? Because me, the Nachsalim, Kedushas Tomim, Nachsala Kedushas Haguf. Itmar, and indeed, says the Gemara, we learn, Higdi Zochel Adamav, Rav Kahana Omer Kodesh Kedushas Haguf, because of the Migo, the Nachsala Kedushas Tomim, Nachsala Kedushas Haguf, Rav Omer, Eina Kodesh Kedushas Haguf, and says the Gemara, V'hadabe Rav or Rav Kahana, Rav ultimately agreed to Rav Kahana, Rav Yehuda Merav, because he heard Rav Yehuda Merav saying that Migad the Natsala Kedusha Stamim, Natsala Kedusha Sagov. That's how Rav Yehuda Merav explained the opinion of the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. So I saw from Rav Nachum Zemba that what is the Svaro of Migad the Natsala Kedusha Sagov, Natsala Kedusha Stamim, Natsala Kedusha Sagov? He says it's no different than the halacha that we've learned by Karban Mincha, that as soon as we put the Karban Mincha into Kli Sharis, it gets a Kedusha Saguf. And the explanation is, because since it's put into that Keli, it automatically gets Kedusha Saguf, so too will be the halacha by any animal, if I give it a Kedusha Stamim, it expands to having a Kedusha Saguf. There's a very interesting halacha. Since Bezman Hazeh, we're not allowed to, we can't bring a Karban Pesach, the halacha, and it's the Paskin of Shulchan Aruch, is when somebody is buying meat for Yontif Pesach, he should be careful not to say that this meat is for Pesach, because it looks like I'm designating this meat for Karban Pesach, and we can't bring a Karban Pesach certainly this halacha applies in chutz lards, where it would be a question of kachim b'chutz. But there's a machlokes rishonim. Is it only said when I'm buying sheep or goat meat? Since sheep and goat meat could be used for the Karban Pesach, so that's where we have to be concerned, not to say that I'm using this money for, I'm using this meat for Pesach. But other meat, regular beef, which can't be used for Karban Pesach, we don't have that concern. That's the opinion of the Rosh. The Torah, however, says that it applies to beef as well. And even though by beef, the halacha, we can't use meat for Karban Pesach, for Karban Pesach we only use sheep or goat, the halacha is even by beef. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Torah. So ask the Magen Avraham, if the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah are concerned that we should never say that something should be used for Pesach because they could sell it and buy with it meat for Karban Pesach, so why does the Torah only say his halacha by beef? He should say that I'm not buying any, you should not be allowed to buy even potatoes for Pesach. You should be allowed to buy them for Pesach, but you shouldn't be allowed to say I'm buying these potatoes for Pesach because people will come to think that you're using it for the Karban Pesach. Answers the Magen Avraham, there's a difference between beef and other items, potatoes or other foods. What's pshat? Because by an animal, our Gemara has established Miga the Nachsle Kedushas Domin, Nachsle Kedushas Aguf. But Kedushas Aguf is only passable on an animal. So by an animal, we have a concern Miga the Nachsle Kedushas Domin, Nachsle Kedushas Aguf. By other foods, where there is no concept of Kedushas Aguf, because only animals can have Kedushas Aguf, we need not be concerned, and we could say we're buying it with shame. We could say we're buying it for Pesach. There's an interesting vart from the Chazon Ish on this Gemara. The Gemara says that Rava agreed with Rav, even though Rava did not originally hold the Mida Nachsle Kedushas Tomim, Nachsle Kedushas Aguf, only after he heard Rav Yehuda Marav subscribing to that concept did he agree. So, as says the Chazon Ish, the way the Chazon Ish said it is as follows. The Chazon Ish, we know, was a machmer in saying that shiurim are large. Measurements are always large. And if one looks into the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he also takes that opinion. But there were reports that the Shulchan Aruch Rav retracted on that opinion. Said the Chazon Ish, and I saw the Shar Mitzvah Baalach explains it this way, that when do we say that somebody retracted from an opinion? Only if a great person said different. Then we say that it's possible that he retracted. But in the absence of seeing that there was a different opinion cited by Gadol B'Yisrael, we should never assume that anybody retracted from his opinion. And the raya is our Gemara, because our Gemara says that Rav retracted, but the Gemara doesn't say that Rav retracted because he rethought his opinion. The Gemara is saying that Rav retracted because he heard Rav Yehuda Marav saying differently. So from here we see that only when somebody else said different shot do we assume that he retracted. Rav Shimon said if somebody designated a kever for an ashram, he could sell it off right away without a mum. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba Rav Yochanan, but why not say Migdal Nachsle Kedushas Domim, Techsle Kedushas Aguf, and you should not be able to sell it without a mum. Amalei, to which Rav Yochanan responded, Rav Shimon Tamei, the Ka Amar, Komlida de Lechazle Legufei, if something can't be used for that purpose, then we don't say Nachsle Kedushas Aguf. The Tanya, what's the Raya? Sometimes the Torah requires that the Asher be brought when it's within a year old. A Nazar became Tamei, or by a Mitzayra. The Torah says that the animal should be within its own first year. So Halacha says the Braisa, if somebody's supposed to bring an Oshem within its first year, the Hevi Ben Stein, but he brought an animal in its second year. Or sometimes the Torah requires an Oshem be an animal in its second year. that's by Nasha Me'ilas Shifcha Charufa. And let's say instead of designating an animal that's 2 years old, Eddie Ben Shana, Sheriv Lo'el Ubaam Shem Chayva. What he did is kasha, but he didn't fulfill his obligation. Shimon Amar Kol Atzman Ein Kedoshim. Why? Because Rav Shimon says that whenever it's not valid for that purpose, there is no kedusha seguf. Ask the Gemara if that's the case. Very mechusas man, an animal before 8 days old, loy chazi, it can't be brought as a carbon. Yet Amar Rav Shimon says the kedush. The animal, Rav Shimon says, that if you magdish an animal, even though before 8 days old, it will be kadosh. You can't use it yet as a carbon. Answers the Gemara, Shani Mechusas Man. Maybe right now it's too young, it can't be brought. But Chazal Amacher, in a week from now, it will be able to be brought. Ask the Gemara, Iachi, if that's Rav Shimon's understanding, Asher Ben Shtayim. If an animal that you're supposed to bring an Oshim that's 2 years old, baby Ben Shon, and you brought an animal that's within its first year, why isn't it Kadosh according to Rav Shimon, HaChazi L'Shana, next year, when it becomes 2 years old, it'll be usable? Answer the Gemara, El Hayna Tam Rav Shimon B'Chutz Man. What's the reason for Rav Shimon by B'Chutz Man? The Yal from B'Char. He learns from B'Char. Titania, Rav Shimon Ben Yehuda Oyim Mishim Rav Shimon, B'Chutz Man, Nechnes L'Delis Aser. An animal that isn't yet 8 days old, we can take Maisa Behema from it, just like the Bechor. Ma Bechor Kodesh L'Fnei Zmanoi. The Bechor becomes Kodesh as soon as it's born. The Kor of L'Achaz Manoi. But it's only brought after it's 8 days old as a carbon. So too, Ach Mechus Zman, so too will be the Halacha by Maisa Behema. Even though it's not yet 8 days old, Kodesh Lefnei's Manoi, V'Karev Lachas Manoi. So ask the Mepharshim, if that's what Rav Shimon holds, so why doesn't he say that by the animal, the Oshim, that's 1 year old, that's supposed to be 2 years old, say the same Lomdus that we should learn from Bechor? So answer the Rishonim, because Bechor and Meiser Sheni have a Gzeir Shava, as we've learned many times. The Torah says, Kol HaShiyav Taksa Shevet by Meiser, and the Torah uses the words of Avarta Kapata Rechem by Bechor. But that's only between Bechor and Meiser, no other place. Another explanation they give is, when do we say this explanation? Only in a case of Mechusas Man, where Mechusas Man is not valid to be used for any carbon. Since a Mechusas Man is not valid to be used for any carbon, that's why there's a halacha that even though it can't be used, you can be magdish it. But an animal that's 1 year old, it may not be able to be used for the specific carbon asham, but it's usable for other carbonists, that's why it's very different.